At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
We are aware we don't have a lot of time here, but we're going to get to Husker Alliance, Sean Callahan, for a few minutes here at least.
And Sean, come on. Have fun with it. This is rapid fire.
Sean, good morning.
Sean, rapid fire.
We are 10 days away from kickoff, Nebraska-UTEP. And yesterday we found out that 10 single-digit jerseys are out, and it's going to be 9 defenders that have the single-digit jerseys. Sean, are you surprised by that at all? Do you think there will be any more offensive guys in that conversation?
Well, the team is very defensive heavy when you just look at the leadership structure. I mean, Nash Schottmacher, Isaac Gifford, John Bullock, Deshaun Singleton, and Ty Robinson were the five guys that already held them. That's five defenders. You look at Tommy Hill. I mean, he's going to be one of the best players on this team. That's six. Marquise Buford, a veteran that's been, you know, he started all the way going back to the game in Ireland. He's played a lot of football. And he's well respected. And Malcolm Hartsock, who's started and played a lot of games. Jamari Butler, who Steve Sipple's written many times this summer that he's one of the leaders of this team. It's a lot of guys. And I think when you look at the offense, especially when you take the offensive line out, because offensive linemen can't wear single digit numbers, the receivers are relatively a new group. I mean, I think you could make a case for Ramir Johnson and maybe Thomas Fedoni as guys on offense that could have got it, but it is a player vote, and the players have spoken. I think it says a lot about Jamal Banks, too, and the respect that he's received already on this team.
Ed Foley has also spoken. He did so yesterday. Sean, you were there. He addressed a matter that is important to me, and that is Nebraska's lack of punt return prowess. 16 punt returns last year for 48 yards. That's 3.0 per game. 48 yards was in totality was 117th nationally. How do you regard this punt return issue? Do you think there's potential there with what you heard yesterday with who's going to do it?
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it, I guess, because they haven't done it in so long. They don't have a DeMornay Pearsonell back there and some of the people we've seen. And I do think the game has changed over the years where punt returns are harder to come by, especially with the spread punts, the rugby punts, and the punters in the Big Ten. I mean, I was watching Hard Knocks last night, and you see Torrey Taylor for the Bears being featured last night and just how good he is. Yeah. I mean, you just don't get opportunities a lot. So when you get that one or two in a game, you've got to take advantage of it and find an extra 10 or 20 yards on a punt return. I'm not saying run it back.
Right.
I think we all agree. Hey, get them 10 or 20 yards every once in a while, and that would go a long way.
Sean, Isaiah Garcia Castaneda, Ja'Cory Barney, Emmett Johnson. Those are your three punt returners. Somebody's going to, of those three, is going to be the man.
Yeah, and it seems like Isaiah Garcia Castaneda has a great chance to be the guy right now. But Ja'Cory Barney, in my opinion, will be the kickoff returner. And, you know, Ed Foley didn't want to tip his hand on that, nor on the kicker. But I did find it interesting on that kicker position.
Okay.
You know, he used the words that John Hole is having a, quote, monster camp right now. And I'm like, ooh, that got my attention yesterday when he said that. It would not surprise me if John Hole is the guy that starts the opener.
Sean, 10 days away from kickoff, we don't have an official announcement starting quarterback for Nebraska. Would you still remain stunned if it's not Dylan Royola next Saturday in Lincoln?
Hot button topic for sure.
come on now, guys. I mean, like, yeah, I'd be stunned. I mean, he just watch the Big Ten Network show. I mean, they asked so many questions specifically about him. It would be one of the most shocking. He's a preseason freshman, first-team All-American. I mean, it would be really shocking at this point. Yeah, he's taken every first-team rep, Jake, every first-team rep for, like, the last 2 weeks.
It had to be Hest. It's not official yet, Sean. Yes.
Oh, Sean, just doing journalism here.
This morning?
No.
Sean jumps me on that, too. Sean, you know, I mean, you got to ask the question a little bit. Now, hold on. Go back to John Hole and Alvano. You think John Hole, the Lincoln Southwest graduate, now he came here via Iowa Western, are you thinking he is your starting place kicker against UTEP?
Possibly at least game one, just because of what Alvano is coming off of. And, you know, Nebraska, this is a different coaching staff, but Nebraska lived a situation like this way back under Scott Frost with Barrett Pickering, and he had that injury. And it kind of, you don't want to mess around with something like this with a kicker, especially if it messes up their mental confidence and their stroke. And it sounds like John Hall, I mean, I heard the other day, kickers were 9 of 10 with a live rush in practice, and I believe that was Hall for the most part. So he's had a really good camp. I think they're just watching to see where Tristan is. I think Hall is going to be the guy that does the kickoffs for sure, because that's the one thing you don't want to put Alvano through with the stress it could cause on the muscle injury that he suffered.
Sean, you were taken yesterday by Micah Mazzucca, probably the starting left guard, right? What's the picture you saw yesterday of Mazzucca?
Oh, he's a dude now. I mean, that's a grown man. You only wish he would have came here a year ago, too, because he was very, very close to picking Nebraska and then surprisingly chose.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Florida, when he had all the connections here, his brother and the relationship that you heard that he had with Matt Rhule since he was a young high school player.
Yeah, 10th grade.
Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We will chat with you again next week.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Rapid fire.
Online, Sean Callahan.
Rapid fire.
Poking the bear, apparently, over here.
Who, yeah?
Yeah.
What you said, Sean doesn't, I mean, he thinks it's crazy to talk about that quarterback thing. He jumped me yesterday on our video. It's fine. I get it. I totally understand where he's coming from.
He said I was poking the bear.
Well, because
came after you.
Yeah, I
came
some,
after Steve.
I got some criticism there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Anyway, the kicker thing's really interesting. I don't know how that's going to shake out. I don't know much about John Hole. Nobody does, because he didn't kick it. He hasn't kicked in college. He didn't kick at Iowa Western. He was a redshirt. He was good at Lincoln Southwest, but I think, Bill, would you say it's sometimes hard to judge high school kickers?
There's some difficulty with it. One thing you always like to look at on high school kickers is, are they already hitting the ball off the ground? Because you're allowed a tee right now. And that is something new right away. It's like, okay, hits it really well. You can tell it comes off his foot and different stuff, but to be able to see it off the ground makes a big difference. Sometimes it might be, oh, it's not a big difference. Well, some people it is. And so there's a few things with it that you when you go to judge him and look at him but like I said, it is hard. It is always a hard
position.
Snaps
might not be great in high school.
There's some things, you know, exactly right. There's the snapper, holder, all those different things that come around. That's why you see some kickers. If you just go through right now, I guarantee if you take the 32 starting kickers in the NFL, you'll be like, these are from some obscure schools. And you're like, how did this happen? You know, I mean, how did this happen from this school that they're in the league this long? Well, a lot of times it's not like, huh, every kicker from Alabama is going to the league. Every kicker from Georgia is going to the league. That's not true. And those guys, they're looking at, they're evaluating, they're seeing it, they're having them in camps. There's a lot of different things that go on with this. That's why you see that happening.
It's interesting. And I can really come off as like an ass in this conversation. Like, I always tell people, yeah, if you go to the camp, you're going to see three kickers at Nebraska that can kick a ball. Of course they can kick a ball. They're in Division I.
Yeah.
They're going to look good kicking the ball in practice. I don't even care. Right. How is it in the game when it's in, you know, it's October and the wind's swirling and you need three? I mean, this team averaged 18 a game last year. You need every damn point you can get. I don't care in August what they look like kicking it. I'm sure they look really good. That was an ass.
Getting surly over here.
The tone you used last night with Trevor. Hope that tone wasn't used to be. Hey, let me tell you something, Trevor. Tell you something, York, Nebraska. Elks Club.
I did not say that.
Okay. Just talking down to everybody. All right, sorry, yeah. Peasants. Let me tell you what's up. Listen up.
What was your question? You seriously? That's
seriously asked.
I drove out here to hear you ask me that. Next question.
Jake came with peasants.
Go ahead, peasants. Ask me some questions.
Talking down to the people of York.
Yeah, come on.
Well, I can't talk down to anybody. I'm 5'7".
You're 5'8".
I am 5'8".
Yeah.
Before we get to break. Yo, hey. Sip was in York last night, and it was Trevor from Bex who was in charge of that. And our second segment is sponsored every day by Bex Hybrids. Farmers, we know that when volume discounts are a major factor when ordering seed, oftentimes discounts are lost buying from multiple brands. Bex provides the most diverse product lineup available in the marketplace. Please go to BexHybrids.com for a full farm quote. And remember the three Fs: faith, family, and farming at Beck's Hybrids.
Something did come up yesterday, and Trevor had to meet with the State Department of Roads, and they have a new situation.
What is
they
that?
Can only fill up the wagons 3/4 full,
because
they can't fill them because the grain's so heavy and so dense, and so it's such a good yield that what's happening is that it's damaging the roads around Nebraska.
There's ruts.
Everywhere, because these farmers are whipping out of their fields from Beck's, and there's so much
yield.
Heavy corn,
dense,
and so the
you had
so,
to meet with the State Department of Roads
yesterday. They brought him in.
God, he did seem stressed.
And they said they're like going, you're going to break a bunch of axles and have try. He goes, nope, we've already dealt with that. We've already had that plan. Well, that's fine, but at the same time, you can't fill these all the way full. So all Beck's fields like that, they have drones watching them.
Mm.
They have drones out there watching.
It's always something. It's always something when you are at the top of your game. There's always something.
Yeah, they're watching you.
People were watching.
Yeah,
Trevor did seem stressed last night, but
because of the rut situation,
he's been answering.
Well, he had to meet with the State Department of Roads.
Yeah,
the ruts.
Lyle Wells had to meet with them.
Hey, that's interesting though.
It was
ruts in the roads.
Ruts in the roads,
and I suppose on those dirt roads,
it's kind of like Scooby Doo. Rut row.
They're
going to
take us off. It's been a good run for us.
Yeah, thanks, Jake. Jake, you did a good job. So did you, Bill.
When we come back,
KFAB's
the mailbag and song of the day next on Early Break.
Go Saddlemire.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.